Yeah. I'm gonna do that the whole show.
No, fuck no. It would drive me nuts.
I think we're all good. It sounds like we're all good. Yeah, whatever. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Yep. It's
if,
me.
This is going to be way less funny if none of these clicks of this fucking
pick cube. Up.
Yeah. It's like, why are they laughing and being retarded? Like,
Well, that's every week.
Yeah.
So they won't, there won't be much of a difference. Laughing and being retarded.
So buttons. You know what I don't have in my meaty little paws?
What?
My email device.
That's fine. You don't need to get it right now.
Colin, I kind of need to get it right now.
Okay. Well, then I could talk about some of the things I did this week.
All right, talk loud and I'll hear you.
Which were watching movies.
Oh, tell me about like the movies.
Like four movies I watched. I watched Life of Pi because I found that at Big Lots on Blu-ray for like $2.50. So I'm like, it's supposed to be a good movie. I'll go ahead and give it a watch.
That's not the same one that... That's not the same Pi movie you made me watch.
No. Right? Life of Pi. Pi is a name of an Indian guy.
Okay. Because the one you made me watch was terrible.
Great soundtrack, though.
I'm pretty sure that was one of those Aronofsky movies. Yep.
Darren Aronofsky. You know.
Who's a hack.
Yeah, but he makes really pretty movies.
He makes pretty movies, but bad movies.
That's fine.
He makes bad, pretty movies.
But they're pretty movies, and they always have really good fucking scores.
I guess.
Like, that's. I don't know. Presentation is a big part of those, I guess.
I mean, it's all they have because everything else in them is terrible.
That's not true.
What's not terrible in any of his movies?
The Wrestler.
Is that a Darren Aronofsky?
Yes.
Okay, it's the only good Darren Aronofsky movie. It's the only good Aronofsky movie.
Yeah, maybe. It's been so long since I've watched Pi.
It's bad. It's a bad movie.
Maybe. Whatever. No, I don't care.
It's dumb as shit.
I don't care.
Everything in it is dumb.
You know what it's better than? Eraserhead.
Yeah.
And anything else David Lynch has ever done.
Maybe not better than Twin Peaks, which is also... I'm not saying Twin Peaks is good.
It's not.
It's not good.
I tried.
But it's not as bad as Pi, which is like a worse version of the Da Vinci Code.
Shut the fuck up right now. Like,
what if we made a worse Da Vinci Code?
That's not a thing.
What if we made a dumber Da Vinci Code?
No, it's not.
In black and white for some reason.
Oh, god damn it. Whatever. Anyway, so I watched Life of Pi.
Okay.
It's about an Indian guy who, his family is, they own a zoo.
Yeah.
They don't own it. They don't own the zoo. They own the animals in the zoo.
Okay.
Like it was a botanical garden that his father was like, oh, we should put animals in here and attract guests. So they did that. And at some point he decides that he gets an offer to sell off the animals and move to Canada. So they're like, we're going to do that.
Sure.
And they go to do that. And on the voyage, something happened. They get caught in a storm.
Uh-oh.
And the boat sinks, and Pi is the only survivor.
That sucks.
So it's a little bit like, it's a little bit like Castaway.
Okay.
But less boring.
It's the kid and a tiger on a boat, right?
Yes. So it's the story of him. He's retelling the story of him on the surviving on this boat, and you know, it's him and a tiger and him trying to figure out how to not get murdered by the tiger.
Right.
And overall it was a pretty good movie. I mean, I don't really want to give a lot away because
I mean, if he's telling the story, I'm guessing he didn't get murdered by the tiger.
It's true. He did not get murdered by the tiger.
Spoilers. I know the ending.
No, you don't.
Oh,
that's the thing. I mean, there's a, that was a good movie, though.
Got it.
I enjoyed it. I wasn't bored. It didn't feel like it was too long. So I watched that Friday night, I think. Thursday night, we watched a movie called Timmy Failure.
Timmy Failure.
It's on the Disney Plus service.
All right. I'm already out.
Nope. Nope. You shouldn't be.
I can't be in. I'm not getting Disney Plus.
You can be.
No.
You can't. You can be.
Yeah, I know I can be, but I'm not going to be.
You can be.
I understand be. What you're doing. You've tried this before to get me watch that Mandalorian show.
Well, because why are you so idiot? Why are you so idiot?
Brain damage.
Why are you so idiot?
Ever since the day I was born.
Anyway, Timmy Drugs Failure is about like a, he's like a 9-year-old kid who's got a detective agency.
Okay.
And it co-stars Wallace Shawn.
All right.
From, you know, one Princess of the, Bride fame.
One of the things you've said so far doesn't sound like an awful Disney product.
It's not really, it's humor not really intended for kids. It's, it reminds me a lot of, I can't really put a finger on it right now, but for example, there's a scene where he goes to a friend's house and he's looking for his friend. Friend's mom's like, oh, he's at fencing class.
Yeah.
And Timmy gets this like flash in his brain of a teacher standing in front of a chalkboard going, chain link, lattice, picket. Because fencing class.
Is this a cartoon?
No, it's a live action.
Okay.
It's pretty fucking funny. I laughed quite a bit.
Yeah, but lately your TV comedy chops have not been up to snuff, buddy. So, I mean, I don't...
Whatever. It was fucking funny, and if you got Disney Plus, you should watch it.
All right, I'm glad you thought it was funny. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I hate you.
I'm glad you can...
It's not my fault that you're broken and can't find humor in almost anything.
I can find humor in funny things. That's the trick.
I mean, can you, though?
Yeah.
I mean, you can find humor in terrible things that are funny.
Scrubs is hilarious.
Is it?
It's mostly heartwarming.
Is it?
Like, Dr. Cox can be mean, but at the end of the day, he's always doing something nice.
Is it?
Yeah. Scrubs is great. I guess. Scrubs is one of the three good sitcoms.
It's not.
You don't like Scrubs?
Nah, I was never a fan.
Oh. Yeah. So, somehow your opinion of sitcoms just... fell even lower.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, there's four good sitcoms now, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Letterkenny made the list.
Letterkenny's not good.
Letterkenny's the funniest show on
television.
You're
fucking wrong.
See what I mean? You just have...
Oh, we alliterate. Alliteration. It's funny. It's funny. It's not funny. It's old.
Should have seen the professional wrestling one.
It's like the fucking... It's like the episode of Family Guy when he gets hit on the knee and just goes for 10 minutes. That's Letterkenny.
I mean, if you're an idiot.
No, that's what it is.
If you're an idiot.
It was like the first season I thought was really funny. And then season two, it was just like that was all it was. I'm like, why did they fucking lean into this part of the show so hard? Because I don't think it was the best part of the show.
That's fair. I disagree, but I understand where you're coming from.
I did find season one really funny, and then season two, I'm like, I'm gone.
All right.
Maybe it was season three. I don't know. But the last one I watched was like some episode where they had some other Canadian hosers doing it, and it was just not very funny.
I think the best bit they ever did is the one where they open up talking about getting the fingers in his buttholes, which is season two, but I think it's the first episode of season two.
Yeah. It's great. That was all right. It's
one of the funniest things on TV, getting the fingers in your buttholes.
I mean, because he pluralizes it. That's
also because he got a finger in his butthole.
I mean, I guess.
But also because, yeah, Squirrely Dan pluralizes everything, and it's funny to me.
Weird.
I like Squirrely Dan.
Weird. Anyway, Timmy Failure, pretty fucking funny movie.
All right.
It was silly.
It's a movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not a TV show you have to invest too much time in. And it's a Disney movie, so it's not.
So it's like 90 minutes?
Yeah.
Maybe less.
Not a Disney movie that's not a Marvel universe or Star Wars universe.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked it. It was pretty good. Last night I watched Zombieland Double Tap.
Oh, man. I still haven't seen that.
Yeah. It wasn't as good as the first. But of course not. What fucking sequel ever is.
How could you? How could you?
Except for Back to the Future, you know.
All right. I had to think about it, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, I fuck.
Yeah.
I would have, and this is unpopular opinion, I would also probably argue Ghostbusters 2.
I love Ghostbusters 2.
I do too.
I don't know why it has such a bad reputation.
I don't either.
I think it's fucking fantastic. Like, I get the argument that, yeah, it's just the exact same movie or whatever. But
who gives a fuck?
Who gives a shit? It's funny.
I thought the antagonist was a lot better. He's just a painting for most of the movie, which is great.
I love when they're on the fucking in the subway and they're like, Echo! And he's like, hello! And it's Winston.
and Vigo's sidekick.
Yeah, Janos.
He's fucking awesome.
I don't know if you ever caught, that's where Nick got his World of Warcraft name.
Yeah.
Was from Janos.
Yep.
He is Vigo.
Zombieland Double Tap. It was funny. It wasn't as funny as the first one.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson was still pretty great.
Yeah.
If you watch it, make sure you watch through the credits. Not all the way, like at the end, not the end of the credits, but like.
Right.
There's a 4-minute scene of Bill Murray murdering zombies.
Oh.
And that's pretty awesome.
Who's the. So, I thought he died in the first one.
Yeah.
It's just like a.
Yeah.
Just, okay. I guess it doesn't matter. It's a stupid. It's Zombieland.
That was brought up in the movie.
Yeah.
Rosario Dawson's character is talking about, like, oh, you almost got Murray'd. And he's like, what? He's like, oh, yeah, somebody accidentally shot Bill Murray in the face, I heard. If I ever find that person. And fucking, was it Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, me too. I'd kill that person too.
Yeah, all right, I need to check that out. Yeah. I meant to go see it when it was in theaters, and
I did too. That didn't happen.
I just didn't.
Instead, I decided to wait and go see movies like I'm going to go see today, Sonic the Hedgehog. I thought you were really supposed excited. To see
it on Valentine's Day.
We pushed it off so our daughter could come with us.
Lame.
It's not. It's going to be great.
I'm not saying the movie is lame. I'm saying pushing it off was lame.
Well, we stayed in on Valentine's Day, and I cooked giant ribeyes, like. A pound ribeye.
Nice.
Yeah, oh, fuck. They turned out so good.
Fuck yeah.
Ugh. Fired up that fucking grill.
I've heard good things about Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
So have I. I mean, the trailers look funny, so.
I'm excited to read Kavarius's review of it on doubleviking.com. That's a free plug.
I can't do it yet, so.
Well, he hasn't put it up yet, I don't think.
He said he was going to post it today.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, can't look at that. Look at that today.
I want to get on there and read it to see how his review stylings are, because I'm 100% writing the review for Wonder Woman, whether he wants me to or not. And then I'm going to go find that dude who was talking shit and fucking shove it.
Go fuck your face.
Go fuck your face. I am fucking Metacritic, you piece of shit.
I'm excited about that. Did I watch anything else? I've watched a lot of movies this weekend. I mean, for me.
Yeah.
That's... pretty impressive. Oh, I went to this weekend. Pop Culture Exchange has all their DVDs and Blu-rays. Buy one, get one for $1.
Oh, you weren't more excited about all the pops being buy two, get one free?
No, I don't give a fuck about those.
You want some pops?
Tom was like, oh, do you want some...
you want some Funko Pops?
You want some Funko Pops? So buy two, get one free. I'm like, I bought one of those in my entire life.
Yeah, I've got my salt and pepper shakers because they're salt and pepper shakers.
I got my Groot, my bobblehead Groot on my... dash. Yeah. That's
at all. Least Groot looks like he looks.
Right.
Like he's the only time a Funko Pop looks like the actual thing it's supposed to look like. Were you tempted to pick one up and throw it in the trash like fucking like the dude does with the vegetarian bacon? What's his name?
Oh, Ron Swanson.
Ron Swanson. Just take a Funko Pop and throw it in the trash and then he ask for another.
No, because I'd have to buy two.
Ugh. But you'd get to throw away three.
I helped some kid there yesterday find a toy that he was looking for.
Yeah.
So he had apparently bought this Mortal Kombat Raiden figure.
Mortal Kombat!
And he opened it up, and the leg was busted off.
Oh.
And he came back in. Tom's like, well, that sucks. Well, he's like, oh, we don't have any more. Let's give you a refund. And I'm like, hold on a second. And I walk over, because I remember specifically walking by the big black glass cabinet.
Yeah.
And seeing a Raiden that looked just like that on top, I'm like, there's still something sitting over there. So maybe it's something else. And I walked over and looked. I was like, oh, no. Here you go.
It's the same one?
Yeah, different legs. The one he bought had clear legs, and this one didn't. I don't know. Anyway. So.
That's cool.
I helped a kid. He was super excited for no particular reason. I'm like, it's Raiden, dude.
Yeah, Raiden's dope.
I mean, I guess.
I get it.
If you like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Who doesn't like Mortal Kombat? the kind of people who would fucking recommend shitty 80s sitcoms, I guess.
I was never a fighting game fan. You know this, right?
That's fair.
I'm not good at them.
No, I know. They're I'm aware not you're fun not good for at them. Me. You're the opposite of not good at them. You're bad at them.
Well, yes. Actively bad.
Yeah, not good isn't a good and
like even with practice, I'm really bad at
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I know. Even games that I had never touched before that wasn't even
shut the fuck up. Don't let's not
JRPG that you had been playing hundreds of hours of. I came in and just good, fucking
you just sweep the leg all the time. That's all you do. Sweep the leg. It worked. God damn it. I hate you. I'm trying to do combos and shit, and everybody's just like sweep the leg.
If it makes you feel better, Chuck does that to me.
Yeah.
He just gets in with Sindel and starts shouting, "I whip my hair back and forth." And it works, and I can't stop it.
I've never played fighting games with him. I think I did once, and that was it.
I played Mortal Kombat when it came out, the good 2009 Mortal Kombat, whenever they did that reboot. It was 2011.
Yeah, I remember you watching you play some of that at your apartment.
Yeah, good game. Chuck's like, I'll play in it. I don't think he'd ever touched it. And there's a character named Sindel whose thing is she throws her hair at you, and then it's like a throw move. She whips you across the screen with her hair. So he just starts going, "I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth." And then doing just that move. And somehow there was no fucking defense for it. He just fucked me up, man.
God, I miss him.
It was so fucking irritating. I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth. The whole fucking match, man.
Oh, I know.
Like, goddamn you, Chuck. Why is this working? Why are you winning doing this? This is a bad game.
Oh, fuck. Well, I'm not going to get into that. I would have had a segue if we were still talking about that stuff, but a story about Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Related, anyway. We were talking about fighting games. I'm bad at them. Fuck, what were we talking about?
Fighting. What, Raiden? Going to Pop Culture Exchange?
Oh, Pop Culture Exchange. Yeah, so I picked up RoboCop and Blu-ray of Frankenstein.
Nice.
Frankenstein.
It's Frankenstein.
Although, I don't know if there's two versions. It's a colorized version.
Oh.
I think it's on purpose.
Yeah?
To be...
a fucking joke?
Yeah.
I get it.
So, yeah. I hope there's both versions.
Yeah. I hope the colorization is real bad.
Well, that would be funny.
I hope it's like... apparently they used to do a thing with TVs, like early colored TVs were basically just three bars. Like there was a blue stripe at the top, a green stripe at the bottom, and like a flesh colored stripe in the middle or something. You just put it over your TV.
Oh, really? So like an overlay?
Yeah.
Huh.
So your skies would be blue and your grass would be green at least.
That's funny.
That someone told me that existed, and I've always believed it. So I assume it's a real thing.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, I got RoboCop. I haven't seen that movie in years.
It's good.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I got too mindless with my fidgeting.
That's the only problem with that fidget thing is if it falls on your foot, it'll hurt.
This thing weighs a ton. It's a cube with bicycle spokes on the corners so you can just fold it over and over and over infinitely.
He means chain links, not spokes.
Yes. Bicycle chain links.
But they're like...
tiny
3/4-inch cubes,
yeah,
all interconnected, and yeah, they're pretty heavy metal, dog. So I heard you're a racist.
Oh my God. Look, I went to a movie before we get into that.
Okay, let's talk about that.
I went and saw Batman at the Symphony last night.
Oh yeah, I meant to ask you if you were going to see that, and then I saw pictures, and I'm like, oh, yep, he went to see that.
I went to see that. April bought me tickets for Christmas.
Nice.
So cool. So we went and watched. I don't know if you've been to one of those. If there's ever a movie there you're even sort of into with a...
I mean, if they ever do Legend, I'm fucking there.
With a score you're even a little bit into.
Except for it would be Legend, and we'd need to find Tangerine Dream, because that's fuck the John Williams score.
they'd probably do a John Williams score.
That's stupid. I wouldn't see that.
Is there two scores for that movie?
Yes. The U.S. Theatrical version had Tangerine Dream doing the soundtrack, who's an electronic band, kind of like...
Well, they probably wouldn't use that version at the symphony.
Well, that would be stupid, because it's the best version.
I believe.
And then you, I think John Williams did the other version, which is fine, but it's just not...
Yeah.
That Tangerine Dream, I don't know how many times you've seen Legend, or if ever. I know you have it. Toys of it.
I've seen it a few times. I
know you
times.
Have a beautiful toy of it that, you know, somebody gave you for no particular fucking reason.
I'm sorry, Fong loves me more than
what
you.
What the fuck?
Hey, look at the bright side. He totally didn't invite me to his wedding at all.
I mean, okay, that's not a bright side. I'd rather have that.
Yeah, well, guess what?
I had to go to that.
He apparently loves me more than you because he bought me toys and didn't invite me to his wedding.
I had to go to that wedding stag. That was a depressing time for me.
What's depressing about that?
Well, that was...
You hit on the same
line? That was right after I got dumped by my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, but you hit
on
them.
And I was living in the apartment with her. There was nobody to hit on at that party. Every fucking woman there was 100 or definitely spoken for by everyone. Actually, there really wasn't there many. I'm not that into Asian women, especially not like because it was a lot of Filipino women.
Got it.
I'm not my thing.
Careful, I'm supposed to be the racist this episode.
That's not racist.
Preferences are racist and homophobic.
And there was only ever one like Vietnamese girl that we've ever worked with that I thought was hot, and she was dumber than a box of rocks.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's doesn't do it for
was
me.
It, was it Tupac?
Oh, Jesus Christ, no. Holy fuck, I forgot about her. Yeah. No, it was not her.
There used to be this chick down at fucking Crown Point, this fucking Asian chick who was convinced she was a black man.
Yes.
And walked around like...
with basketball shorts and Tupac shirts.
All the time. Yep. And always like doing that fucking pose like a child trying to look bigger and tougher than they are, where they puff their chest out and like stick their jaw straight up in the air while mean mugging. Like always. It was so goddamn funny.
She tried sweating Fong one time.
God damn it.
And Fong was like, I will fuck you up beyond any fucking, any kind of recognition you can think of.
Oh, fuck, that leads into a story I have too. Anyway, before we get too sidetracked into other stories that we're fucking naturally segueing into.
Yeah.
I've come back around on 89 Batman. I love it again.
Okay.
I hated it for a while because it's got problems.
It does. It's not a good movie.
It's not a good movie. Yeah. But I think it might be a great movie.
It's not a great Batman movie. It might be a fine movie if it wasn't Batman.
I think its only problems as a Batman film at this point to me are the murder. Are the fact that he's a serial killer.
That's the biggest problem with the fucking movie.
It's a pretty big problem.
Yeah.
Other than that.
I mean, because fucking clearly what's his bucket, Johnny Depp's boyfriend never fucking read a Batman comic.
Right.
He's like, I'm Tim Burton.
Somebody involved with that production read a lot of Batman comics, though. There's a lot of, like, just little site references in it. But
that had the coolest Batmobile, I think.
I
love that Batmobile.
I'm going to start singing its praises. One, it definitely had the coolest Batmobile.
Yeah.
Gotham City in that movie looks like it was pulled right out of a comic book, probably because most of it was matte paintings. It's fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Tim Burton was born to set design Gotham City.
Yeah.
They should call him into every one of those movies to design the sets. They shouldn't let him write or direct necessarily.
He's just gonna...
But he should absolutely come in to design the sets.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Halloween.
Because he has that fucking timeless gothic aesthetic of Gotham.
Yeah. Sure.
Just down perfectly. Like, even the dumb shit that doesn't, like... The stack of stupid monitors to be the Bat computer is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, all that shit is great. The other thing he really got right that they kind of haven't done right ever since is Batman's cape. Batman's cape in that movie is leather. It's heavy. It flows. There's scenes that he filmed for no reason of Michael Keaton like spinning around, throwing that fucking cape out like a panel in a comic book.
Yeah.
That just look beautiful, man. Just
every movie should be stealing shots from that movie of how Batman moves and how his cape moves.
Why did they switch from him? Did he do the first two?
He did the first two.
And then Schumacher took over?
And then Joel Schumacher took over.
Which, he probably cast one of the best Batmans. Best Bruce Waynes, anyway.
Yeah. But I like Val Kilmer a lot.
But the rest of everything kind of sucked with the Schumacher movies.
Batman Forever is incredible.
I do like that movie.
Batman Forever is one of the best pure action films ever made.
Hmm.
Like, every fucking... It doesn't go 5 minutes that don't lead into some kind of chase or explosion.
Yeah.
It's insane. The last time I watched it, I'm like, holy fuck, this movie is so bombastic.
I've been kissed by a rose.
Also that, literally one of the best movie soundtracks ever.
That's pretty good.
It's fucking got Kiss from a Rose. It's got that fucking
The rest of his movies were hot garbage, though.
Oh, Batman and Robin is the worst movie ever made.
I mean, there's a comedian... Said, I mean, that movie could have been any gayer if they had zippers on the suits.
Yeah, it's fucking rough, man. It's
yeah, it's fucking awful.
And it's bad. It's they a bad movie. They had
nipples on the suits.
Look, I'm fine.
Nipples on the suits.
Well, they had nipples in the fucking other one as well, in Batman Forever.
Ugh.
They just don't acknowledge it.
They shouldn't have it.
There might even be nipples on the fucking Michael Keaton suit, now that I think about it.
I don't think there is.
But it doesn't matter. The problem.
How do you feel about Michael Keaton as Batman?
Overrated. Like, he's fine. He's a good Bruce Wayne.
I feel like he's not over... Like, I feel like most people really just don't like him as Batman.
No, he is like...
Really?
Yeah. In Batman's circles, he's like... Everybody is like, no, he's the Batman. He's the best Batman.
I mean,
he's
no.
He's the Batman
to end all Kevin Batmans. Conroy. Everything animated series is the best.
Obviously. Everybody agrees with that. But as far as live action Batmans goes, Michael Keaton is usually ranked number one.
Really?
And he's fine.
I mean, I would even say that Christian Bale is... probably better than
I agree.
Yeah. I think overall Christian Bale was the best, although I never saw Batfleck, so I think
Ben Affleck was the best casting.
But they didn't do anything with
it. Yeah. And he was great for his time on screen, but they did nothing with that and they made him too murdery again, which Keaton had that problem. But the problem with Keaton's role is anybody could have done what he did in that role.
Sure.
Whoever was cast in that role. Like, he was so... Michael Keaton is one of the best fucking... Like, he doesn't do anything, but he's an incredible actor.
Oh, I love him.
He's a fucking genius.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen, what is that, Pacific Heights?
Yep.
Just...
Love that movie.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, he's fucking great.
But he doesn't do anything in Batman. Like, he's... As Batman, he looks menacing, but that's mostly the suit.
Yeah.
And the suit's great.
Which is fine, because that's how it's kind of supposed to be.
Right.
I don't think Bruce Wayne's supposed to look menacing, so...
Right. And as Bruce Wayne, he's... Fine,
yeah,
but like,
not quite as debonair as you'd want a Bruce Wayne to be. Maybe
he does what he needs to do for that
which
movie,
which is probably why Val Kilmer is a little bit better of a Bruce Wayne
right.
than him,
right?
Because I think he's a more handsome man,
right? And I mean, Michael Keaton is like he's fine, he's perfect in the role, he does it, but like he doesn't do anything that anybody else in that role. You could have replaced him with any other guy,
Kurt Russell. And would have been better.
Maybe not Kurt Russell.
Every movie would be better with Kurt Russell.
Hey there, Vicky Vale Pilgrim.
That was that one movie.
I'm Kurt Russell.
That was just that one movie, Trevor.
I just came around on it, though, because it's like, who are you?
I'm Batman Pilgrim.
I love Kurt Russell.
I know, he's fucking great. Everything he's ever done has been great.
My biggest problem with Michael Keaton as Batman is he's like 5'9".
Yeah, fine.
That bothers me because Batman is supposed to be a fucking 6'4".
Big towering hunk of a man.
Yes. Supposed to be 6'4".
Yeah, that's fine.
When the Joker is taller than Batman.
Is he really only 5'9"?
5'9" or 5'10". Yeah, wow. Keaton's short. I mean, they do a lot of, like, I don't know. Jack Nicholson looks taller than him in the movie. It's always been a fucking sticking point for me. Jack Nicholson is brilliant in that movie. Just fucking flawless. Every scene, like they did the Joker.
He's 5'9". Wow.
Perfect. Like Jack Nicholson knew exactly what movie he was making. I think that's the other thing I've come back around on it for is like, oh, this movie's way more campy than it ever got credit for at the time. Cause it's like compared to Adam West, it's the most serious take on Batman ever. But then when you watch it like 30 years later, it's like, oh, this movie is just fucking a camp fest. This movie's almost as campy as Adam West Batman. We just didn't realize it at the time because it was fucking black.
Eh, fair. That was probably part of the reason I... So I'm really weird.
Yeah.
And I should understand that if it's you're going to have a Batman movie, it's going to be like this. And probably the reason I like the first two of the Nolan trilogy
yeah.
so much. Well, the second one of the Nolan trilogy, they weren't as dark.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I, because I just don't like dark movies that
much. Yeah, there's very little daytime in this one. There's that scene with the Joker killing the fucking mafia boss. That's about it.
I saw somebody the other day stating that Jack Nicholson is the best Joker ever. And I'm like,
It's between him and Cesar Romero.
Mm.
He's fucking... He carries the movie. And he's the... look, say what you want about the last two Jokers winning their Oscars. We're ignoring the one that doesn't count, who got written out of the universe. He was so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine being such a bad Joker, you got written out of the universe. Fuck. How do you fuck that role up?
I mean, I don't think he fucked it up.
No, it was whoever directed that shit stain of a movie.
Right. I still think Ledger is my favorite movie
That's Joker. Fine.
Just because it was such a different take on that role, on that character.
Right.
And I think a lot of that was Heath Ledger's kind of...
Doing the impression of direction. Tom Waits or whoever the fuck.
Being an overall insane person, he did it really well. And then,
I don't know.
Accidentally killed himself, so he might have actually been insane.
Yeah. There's just something about the way fucking... Jack Nicholson really embodied the, like, everything as a joke version of the Joker that, like, doing heinous shit because it's funny.
Yeah.
And then laughing maniacally at saying dumb shit to himself.
I'm glad he's dead. And then just fucking breaking out in maniacal laughter. Whatever.
He does a fantastic job. So I got accused of being a super duper racist this week. And I guess I have no defense because I'm white.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a man, to his credit, has done a lot for building up small business for black people. Like, he does a lot of seminars on it, I guess. Like, does a lot of workshops with kids in North Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
He was running a little game repair, like a game console repair shop. And then when gamers went tits up, he bought most of their stock and the name and one of their buildings.
Well, he partnered with a company from Lincoln called The Game Room.
Yeah.
Game Room was going to come up to Omaha because there's a big void in our fucking used gaming market.
Yeah.
Where that gamers left. And they were like, hey... We're going to take over gamers.
Yeah.
It's going to keep the name.
Yeah.
It's going to be Gamers by Game Room. Well, maybe a month after they've officially opened, these old videos surfaced of him telling his son that, basically telling him the evils of gay.
Yeah.
And being just a massive homophobe and teaching his son that if he's ever gay, he's going to disown him and shit like that.
Yeah.
And the people, the game room owners were like, whoa, yeah, we don't want anything to fucking do with that. And they were like, you can have the gamer's name.
Yeah.
We're no longer.
Yeah, we're out.
We're cutting ties.
We're dipping.
We'll keep the store on 72nd and do what you will.
Yeah. So a few months back. This is just reporting from the news. This isn't my take on anything. So there was a series of burglaries at the game room on 72nd.
Yep.
Where like something like $50,000 worth of merchandise was stolen.
Yep.
And a good portion of it turned out.
Was it that much?
Yeah.
It was a lot. I didn't realize it was that much. Yeah. Jesus.
And a good portion of it turned up at, the gamer's location in Lincoln.
Oh, weird.
So, weird. They caught the two guys who actually did the robberies.
Who were employees of the game room.
One was an employee. I think one was a former employee of the game room, and I think the other was a gamer's employee.
But, I think they were both originally game room employees, they still had keys.
Got it.
Yeah.
So anyway, this guy was arrested and charged with organizing.
Does it tell the part why they... are pretty sure he was organizing this.
I mean,
the text messages that were going between him and these two people while they were in the game room store stealing shit.
Allegedly.
Allegedly,
Colin.
Like, this is evidence produced by the fucking...
We don't know.
I mean, we do.
We don't know. We weren't there. We didn't see the evidence. I mean,
unless the news is lying about it.
Maybe the police department is lying.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, so a buddy of mine's buddy, so a friend of a friend, had an unpleasant interaction with this guy on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the whole conversation, only the end of it, which was calling the guy a moron. Maybe the guy was a moron. I don't know. But I didn't see the rest of the conversation.
Anybody who's... I've never ran a business myself.
Yeah.
But I do know that disparaging even bad customers is not a good business model. It will end up fucking coming around and biting you on the ass.
So I shouldn't start a business because my go-to would be to call everybody idiots.
Yes.
Okay.
This is correct. It's like that Amy's Baking Company on...
She's doing gangbusters.
No, she's not. She doesn't have a restaurant. They just sell merchandise.
She's still open.
No,
they
closed.
Did they finally close?
Oh yeah,
it was open for like 3 years. Like,
yeah, they were surviving off of fucking people going in there to get yelled at by these fucking idiots.
It works for fucking that restaurant Dick's up in Chicago.
Yeah, I guess.
So anyway, all I posted in response to this on my friend's Facebook post about it was this guy was arrested for allegedly having a couple of his employees break into another used game store in town and reselling stolen shit at a store in Lincoln. And this other one I got from a fucking Reddit thread from months before that happened. Even he also allegedly stole a VR headset from a guy on Craigslist. He's a real piece of work. That's what I posted.
Yeah.
Apparently this was a public post. I didn't pay attention to that. So himself shows up to call me a racist.
I don't know why you didn't just lean into it and be like,
cause I don't need the Job Lynch Mob finding this podcast. And our sense of humor.
I mean, I don't give a
fuck. And the fact that you don't give a fuck because you're bulletproof. I work for a real company. God damn it. I have a real job, Colin. Not one where I can get away with massive racist takes on television shows every week.
Racist takes. Jesus.
I have to walk the line.
My best friend is black.
I am not.
No, I'm talking about Kavarius.
I know.
I mean, in this instance, he's my best friend.
I get it. Look, whatever it takes, I understand. My best friend is black, too. Ekpen, do you even still listen to this? You remember Ekpen?
Yeah, I remember Ekpen.
He's a good guy.
He left.
I know. I'm sad.
He doesn't care about us. He comes into town, doesn't tell us.
He tells me, like, the day
he's leaving.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm in town. I have friends that do that.
Like, motherfucker, I would have come hung out with you, but, like, you have to tell me so I can take a day off or some shit.
Right.
Trevor, what you just stated is not true at all. I mean, it is 100% true. The man was arrested for this first alleged crime, and somebody else on Reddit alleged that he stole his VR headset from him.
Right.
Why would I need to steal anything when I created a program in North Omaha to teach kids the right way to make money? I mean...
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah. Why would Bill Cosby need to rape anybody when he's fucking Bill Cosby? Like...
He was fucking himself?
What? Yeah, exactly. He fucked himself in the end, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. That's for sure.
You're the typical systemic racist white media viewer. Oh, maybe he's calling the media racist and not necessarily me.
Maybe, but that's...
But wait, it gets worse. When an African American is placed on the news and accused of a crime, you don't look at the evidence, like the text messages between him and the guys who were robbing the place.
The news reports.
I don't look at the evidence like that. Or even give them a chance to plead their case in court. Look, I'm not giving you a chance. I'm reporting as reported.
Yeah.
If you come out innocent, good. I'm glad. I'll come into your store and buy your overpriced garbage.
I won't either
because I haven't been in there since he bought it. Maybe it's more reasonable now, but
no.
Fucking Old Gamers was. Old Gamers used to sell free demo discs for $10 a piece.
Yeah, no, I went in there once and looked around. I was looking for a specific game. And, like, all the copies of the games he had were as much as you could find them on eBay.
Yeah.
And they were all, like, a bunch of them were, like, water damaged. Like, I don't fucking... Who wants this shit? And he also would sell new things that he refurbished.
Yeah.
And listed them as... Yeah, fuck him.
But when a white cop we're taking a huge jump here from when a black man is...
Well, he knows because he specifically listens to everything you say.
Yeah. But when a white cop guns down an African-American male on camera, you're the type of person to say, wait until trial and let's see some evidence.
I'm pretty sure that you're not.
If anybody knows anything about me or has ever listened to this podcast, they know I am a bootlick. There's nothing I like more than cops gunning down unarmed civilians.
Right.
You know, I'm like, why do we need the Second Amendment when we have cops out there murdering unarmed civilians?
Why was he walking around as a civilian?
Yeah. What the fuck? He shouldn't have even existed, idiot.
Yep, that sounds like you.
That's, you know, number one. I'm, you know what? Welcome to the Loud Neighbors podcast. I'm your host, Bootlick. I'm here with Colin. What the fuck? But let's wait and see all the evidence. Well, I will respectfully ask you to do the same with me. Once I get my trial date, I will make it very public, and I encourage you and everyone else.
You know, he could have just started with that.
Yeah.
Once I get my trial date, I would encourage you to follow it along so I can my innocence.
Once I get my trial date, I will make it very public, and I encourage you and everyone else to show up. You can follow me on this platform if you would like.
I mean, yeah. I replied to this because you told me about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I don't think that it's the best practice to just run around accusing everybody who doesn't, like, isn't your best pal a racist.
Is it not?
No.
Oh.
And your buddy said, I don't necessarily dislike this dude, just his tactics. I was like, you know, I supported him, but his constant attack mode of everything being racist is a bit off-putting.
Yeah.
And then a white savior.
Oh, I love this
joined
kid.
The conversation.
This kid is the whitest fucking mother. He's... Look how white this kid is. We should, I won't, it's probably illegal or like at least unethical to share his picture in the Facebook group.
I mean, just imagine somebody who loves Bernie Sanders more than he possibly should.
Yeah.
And can't grow a beard.
Right.
says the white male, can't make this shit up.
Got him.
And I said,
how do you know? How do you even recover from that burn, Colin?
I was just like, I can't have an opinion. You can. It's just not valid. How the fuck are you going to speak on someone calling people racist? What do you know about what they've said and what actions they've done? I mean, well, I've talked directly to you about it, and I know exactly what he did. He accused you of being a fucking racist you said nothing racist at all.
You know the only response to this was, says the white male, ha ha ha, right?
Yeah.
That's what you should have responded to him with.
What do you truly know about being discriminated against in your entire life?
Yeah, Colin.
And please don't come up with some bullshit story about one experience in your life. I'm talking every damn day.
Hey, Colin, tell me about going to North during the fucking race riots.
There was no race riots when I went to North.
How did that?
When my dad was going, that's when there was race riots.
Were you? Oh, I guess 92.
My dad had a black friend in high school, and they would just start scuffles between them two.
No, the OJ riots would, I guess, when the fuck was...
That? I was not in high school, and I don't think that shit ever really spread to anything.
Got it. When was the fucking... When was the...
OJ was 95.
When was the other one? The guy who got beat by the LA cops and then...
Rodney
the
King?
Yes, those were the big
92.
Ones. So, yeah, I guess you'd have been a little young to
I was in grade school, dude.
I guess North was chaos then.
That could be.
Yeah.
Seems silly.
I mean...
And then he says, you haven't a clue... So why comment? Why set yourself up to be verbally destroyed?
Yeah.
And I was just like, treating everyone you don't understand as a racist because others have been racist towards you is pretty counterproductive and a very similar mentality to those who are racist.
Yeah.
You're fucking using your past experience with other people to judge anybody else you encounter.
Yeah.
He didn't really have a response to that.
Verbally destroyed, Colin.
And I was said, I won't repost because he's like, oh, yeah, but you don't even know what he said. I'm like, I won't repost because the OP didn't want to deal with anyone being irrational. I'm seeing his point. And I never said he's never faced racism. I'm sure he has. This ain't the case.
Yeah.
And the dude, then he said something I don't know. I think I called him a cocksucker or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, somebody with such a short temper that it'd say something like that. I can't believe anything you'd say.
He got you good.
I'm like, you know, like, I don't understand people that, like, want to jump to violence, but I understand why somebody would want to punch that dude in the face.
I want
to. You're fucking annoying.
Understand why people jump to violence.
I don't generally, but I mean, in that case, yeah. He's like a Maddox.
Yes.
He is a Maddox.
He is a Maddox.
Fuck. Who is, goddamn. I don't know if you've read anything by him recently. It is.
It's
basement fucking, it's like musty water in your basement fucking level comedy.
I read his awesome hot take on Yarn.
Right. What in the fuck, dude?
Hey guys, Yarn is dumb, right? I'm Maddox. I'm history's original fucking internet satirist. Yarn, am I right?
So speaking of video games.
Yeah.
Got a Kotaku article here.
Okay.
I'm not going to read a whole lot of it. I'm just going to video game stream dealing, video game streaming deal now. Ronda Rousey apparently got some kind of streaming deal with somebody, with some kind of advertiser. I don't know.
Sure.
This person was like, and that's a problem. So Ronda Rousey's making money for playing video games, which I'm whatever. I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
They don't have to watch it. But this person finds that it's a problem because Ronda Rousey has she has a questionable past.
Yes.
Her questionable past, it jumped into an article about her being a voice actor for Sonya Blade.
Yeah,
in the new Mortal Kombat. Well, she's a transphobe.
Oh.
Because she refused to fight Fallon Fox.
This is the best.
Refused to fight somebody who lied about being a fucking real woman.
Yeah.
To fight women.
Yeah.
It was like crushing people's skulls, you know, because they're a man, yeah. A very large man. And Ronda Rousey said she can try hormones, chop her pecker off, but it's still the same bone structure a man has. It's an advantage. I don't think it's fair.
That rolls perfectly into something I was going to talk about this week, Colin.
Then again, this is also the woman who once said that if she grabbed her opponent in a choke, she would hold on until she's actually dead. Basically just saying that Ronda Rousey angry. She won't fight a transgender person. She's a monster.
Yeah.
I'm like, well,
So I found this thread on Reddit and led me into some articles and some fun shit. Okay. And this is perfect. Has anyone ever wrestled? This is from a woman. Has anyone ever wrestled with guys and been surprised by just how much stronger they are? My guy and I were at the climbing gym this morning, and after our session, we ended up on the mats where they wrestle while we cooled off and stretched. I started messing with him like I was wrestling, and then I put him in a headlock and laughing, telling him there's no way he can get out of this. He says, "You got me." I guess I was feeling full of myself and told him to at least try. He just stands up with me on his back, pulls my arms off his neck like nothing, then reaches behind and grabs me. Before I know what happened, he has me upside down in a hug, asking me, "What are you going to do now, tough girl?" Then he puts me down and did a flexing thing. I think he thought I was mad because he asked if I was okay. I was fine, happy, but still processing how easy he overpowered me. Followed by hundreds of replies of similar stories of women.
How is this surprising? What the fuck? Are parents not teaching kids like basic fucking anatomy?
Obviously
I mean,
not.
You don't even need to teach them. They should just fucking know this by life experiences. Are they just nerfed in a room by themselves?
Because media tells women they're just as strong as men, and they forgot that I used to be a boxer.
I will arm wrestle every woman that listens to this show. I suck at arm wrestling, and I'll destroy every single one of you.
Mary Simino will beat you. She's like 60 or 70 years old.
Who?
This lady who works in warehouse in my building, she's a fucking arm wrestling champion.
She doesn't listen to our show.
Yeah. I said
it listens to our show.
I'm going to go talk to her and be like, "Hey, Mary, come beat Colin and
watch me still beat her."
Probably. She's like 70 now.
Right.
As an adult 5'5", 140-pound woman, my coach would often have me spar with boys, and I emphasize boys because at the time they hit 16 years of age or so, I wanted no part of sparring them anymore.
No, because they have fucking testosterone going through them.
Yeah.
And you don't. It's a thing that happens in adolescence.
Yeah.
Boys start getting pumped full of, their body starts generating testosterone, which creates larger muscles and denser bones and makes them a lot stronger and, you know, able to throw you around because you don't generate those same things.
Yeah. I had taken some self-defense classes when I was younger and thought I was pretty good at self-defense. Once I was talking with a guy friend of mine who was around 6'2", 250, and I was saying that I could totally take him in a fight. He got very serious and said, "You need to understand, for your own safety, how much stronger I am than you. If someone my size ever comes at you, don't fight, run." He then told me to hit him as hard as I could and fight him with everything I had. It was like punching a brick wall. Within seconds, he had me over his shoulder, completely subdued. It was a big learning moment for me.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, the Dick Show's been pointing this out for years.
Yes.
Actually, I think they're even doing it on The Biggest Problem.
Here's a related article. Average male punching power found to be 162%, that's 2.62 times, greater than average female punching power.
Yeah.
The weakest male in the study still outperformed the strongest female.
Yeah.
That's why Fallon Fox shouldn't fight fucking women.
Which, again, there's, I know people going, yeah, but... you couldn't beat, say there's that Chris Cyborg lady, big MMA fighter. I'm sure she could probably punch harder than I can.
Yeah.
But she's also pumped her body full of testosterone and hormones and works out a lot. And I don't at all.
And here's the fucked up thing. After a lifetime of training, if you took a boxing class for 6 months, you'd fucking lay her out.
Yeah, probably. Well, I don't know, 6 months. I'd still be slow as shit.
This story is just for Mimsy. FC, I don't know what that means. It's a fucking soccer team. FC Football Club. Football Club Dallas, under 15 boys squad, beat the United Women's National Team in a scrimmage. The world champion women's soccer team. The soccer team who's not getting paid enough because they're the best in the world, got fucking beat the fuck out by the under 15... fucking, granted it was a friendly, they maybe
they should you know what, I think we should do another test, find an a pro women's hockey league and put them up against the Lancers.
Don't, it would be fucking brutal. God damn, the Lancers are fighty as fuck. those kids are fucking mean. In preparation for two upcoming friendlies against Russia, the U.S. women's national team played the FC Dallas U15 boys academy team on Sunday and fell 5-2.
This happened a couple of years ago in Australia, too.
Yeah. The point is, women, you can do anything you want, but beat men at sports.
Just not as good as men.
It's just fucking biology.
Yeah.
We're born with fucking testosterone. We're born with steroids coursing through us. And at around 16, we basically get fucking pumped full of fucking super serum, soldier serum.
Yeah.
It's fucking biology. Trans women, you can be women, but you probably shouldn't be allowed to compete against women, especially in fighty sports.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Oh, those runners, getting those girls' high school running squads, track teams, there you go, are suing to block transgenders from competing against them because they're getting smashed.
Because it's just biology.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yep.
A mediocre male runner is going to beat your entire female squad.
Yep.
Even if he's on fucking hormone blockers.
No, that's not how it works.
Yeah. It's literally how it works. I just read a couple of studies about it.
That's not the same. Not the same thing.
Okay, I just read one study about it, but that one study actually also had links to other study where instead of punching strength, they were also studying grip strength, and men are also a billion times stronger than women on grip strength.
Yeah.
Which is just a...
I don't understand why it's so hard to accept that.
There's
plenty of things women can do better than men.
Colin, there's this thing I've been wanting to bring in since like episode 6, talking about this kind of shit.
Okay.
And I've had it bookmarked ever since. And then we just kind of stopped talking about the nerfing of the world.
Yeah.
And...
nerf the world.
There's a story called Harrison Bergeron. Have you ever read it?
I've heard of it. I've never read it.
So Harrison Bergeron is by Kurt Vonnegut.
Okay.
And it's the story of the year was 2081 and everybody was finally equal. They weren't only equal before God and the law, they were equal every which way. Nobody was smarter than anybody else. Nobody was better looking than anybody else. Nobody was stronger or quicker than anybody else. All this was equality was due to the 211th, 12th, and 13th Amendments of the Constitution and to the unceasing vigilance of agents of the United States Handicapper General. So the gist of the story is, if you're smarter than somebody, you get implants in your brain to make you stupid.
Stupid. Yep.
If you're prettier than someone, you get your face mangled up. If you're stronger than someone, you're weighed down with chains and rocks and vests and never allowed to take them off, so you're fucking, so you're the same strength as everybody else.
So if you ever take them off, you'll be super strong.
Yeah.
It's like Goku training.
That's how the story ends. With fucking Harrison, I think that's the main character's name, Harrison Bergeron, basically is like, nah, I'm done with this, and becomes Superman and then gets murdered.
Oh.
Gets gunned down for being better.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Read this fucking story. It's great. That's why. Because this is the fucking inevitable future where everybody is weakened down to the point where we're all equal. Nobody can be better than anybody else.
I just don't fucking get it.
Because it's not fair. It's offensive that you're better than me at something, Colin.
Nothing in life has ever been fair to anybody.
Yeah. Well, we will make it fair through fucking, by chopping everything down to its
lowest. It's not fair that
form.
I'll live till I'm like maybe 60 and other people get to live to 100. That's not fair, Trevor.
It's not fair to the people who have to live to 100.
It depends on their quality of life as they get older.
Does it?
Yeah, there's some people that are that old that are just fucking fine.
Yeah, man, I'm
I'm telling you, it happens.
I'm almost 40 and I'm already like, man, I got to do this for another 10 years.
10 years.
Fuck. Jesus. That's too many years. We got a couple emails, unless you got anything else. All right. Colin is going out of the room to sneeze. Our first email is from Mimsy. I'm going to wait. You all right?
Yeah.
Never even sneezed?
No. It's one of those things. They come up and just like, oh, it's going to happen. And then it doesn't.
Yeah.
Doria taught me a trick. Look into a light.
I can just go like, I can just plug my nose from the inside and block a sneeze.
I don't want to block it. I want to get it out. It feels weird if I don't let it out.
Oh, I can just go, and I'm fine.
No, thanks.
Mimsy writes in, Colin, I also did not like the idea of Ford v. Ferrari, as I also don't like car racing movies.
I like car racing games.
It was a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
I've actually heard this from
Sure the story is good because it's a true story, and Ford versus Ferrari was kind of a it wasn't Le Mans, it was something else.
Also it's got Christian Bale.
But like Ferrari was basically dominating and Ford was like,
yeah,
we're gonna make this new car.
Yeah.
And then they fucking won like 4 years running.
Yeah, that's what the movie's about. Yeah. Good length and great acting. It's got a great story that has racing, but it's more plot. Christian Bale was amazing in it. I would really suggest you see it.
Yeah, when it comes out and, you know, Netflix, I'll probably watch it.
What did you all do for V-Day?
I went and cooked food at home. We also went to, I just took Doria. We went, she had to go get new glasses, get fitted for new glasses.
What did you get your lady?
A sweet card that opens up into like a 3D orchid.
Nice.
And
sounds gay.
It's super gay.
I was sick all day.
I got her daughter another one that popped open as a pop-up toaster.
I just, oh.
Super cute.
I just laid in bed sick all day
that sounds,
and played video games.
That sounds
it was
stupid.
Awesome.
And I also got her, bought her a fleece blanket.
Nice.
For our couch, because the one we had doesn't match. And I got her daughter a Lego set.
Nice. I got to endure screaming children for a whole day.
That sounds terrible.
But some of them gave me stuff, so that was cute. Ben and I are going to Shucks for oysters. Yum.
I've never had oysters.
We also had steak and watched Airplane. That's a good movie. I love the movie Airplane.
Yeah.
It's funny. I watched it on an airplane once. On my way to New York.
Okay.
I had a little laptop with a DVD player in it. It was 2004. I was on my way to WrestleMania. I'm like, fuck it, man. I'm going to watch Airplane on this airplane. It's going to be fucking funny.
Was it your first airplane ride?
No.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, it was the first one where I had a device that I could watch movies on a plane.
Gotcha.
And I had a little splitter jack, and this old Jewish lady who was sitting next to me telling me stories about how bad the food in the Midwest is. Like, I'm like, you want to watch Airplane with me? And she's like, sure. So me and this, like, fucking 60-year-old fucking Jewish lady sat there laughing our asses off at Airplane for most of the flight.
All right.
Yeah. Trevor, as much as I adore you, you should give the book reading thing to Colin. What is that supposed to mean? Oh. Man, I was fine. And Colin, of course, you're an expressive reader. You make any article you are ready to bash sound super dramatic. It's true.
But I still suffer from the same problem. Like, yeah. I would have to read a page before I read it out loud.
Yeah.
So I'd have to read this book twice.
Right.
I don't even want to read it once. I'm just kidding.
It's a good book. I'll let you borrow it.
I own it. I started reading
since
it.
Since you hate our fan.
I bought the thing. I just haven't read it.
Trevor, let us know when we could have a cigar with you. Okay. Yep. March 13th. I have to go take my nicotine test to prove I'm not a smoker on March 12th. Oh, and I can have a cigar Christ, after
that's
that.
That's so stupid.
Yep.
You have to fucking prove that you're not a smoker.
Yes.
Fuck that noise.
Yeah.
That is fucking like... Oof, I don't like that. I don't like that a bit.
Yeah, it's not great.
Thank God I don't work there. But
then we got an email from Ben. Okay. That's the entirety of the email.
Ugh.
Just a picture
of Pulaski out of here.
Just a picture of Dr. Pulaski for some reason.
Gross.
No text, no subject.
Worst doctor ever.
Nothing else. Literally just a fucking picture of Dr. Pulaski from season 2 of Star Trek The Next Generation. How odd.
It is odd.
You got anything else? You can send us emails at theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Please and thank you.
Outlook.com. Loud Neighbors. Hold on. Let me check real quick. I think I did save an article. Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, I do. I got... Oh, man. I got a couple of things I can add to this.
Oh.
This is good.
Should have done that before the email.
I should have, but I'm an idiot.
Show up.
Wind turbine blades can't be recycled, so they're piling up in landfills.
Perfect. Saving the environment.
Companies are searching for ways to deal with tens of thousands of blades that have reached the end of their lives. Longer than a Boeing 747 wing. I don't know if you've ever seen one going down the interstate.
Almost every day. It's an
impressive thing.
They're fucking ridiculous.
They're huge.
Why do they
use fiberglass using a diamond and cut? Oh, they have to cut through it using a diamond encrusted industrial saw to create three pieces that can be small enough to be strapped to a tractor trailer.
Well, that's a lie because they come fully assembled.
The municipal. No, this is to take them apart.
Yeah.
Probably it's cheaper.
I have a question.
To remove them.
Why would a fan blade ever. Why would it ever stop working?
It's fiberglass and it probably has an end of life.
But what does that mean? Does it just disintegrate?
It probably falls apart.
Oh.
Fiberglass gets weathered and fucking
will
fall. Especially something that big, I would imagine will just cause a fucking danger to people.
Yeah, because I guess if it just gets a little bit decayed and then like...
Cracks off and fucking... I mean, that's going to take your whole house out.
And it's going to be flying through the fucking air at however the... I'm sure those things are... They look like they're going slow, but they're probably going like 100 miles an hour.
Tens of thousands of aging blades are coming down from steel towers around the world, and most have nowhere to go but landfills. In the U.S. alone, about 8,000 will be removed in each of the next 4 years. Europe, which has been dealing with the problem longer, has about 3,800 coming down annually through at least 2022.
Great.
Yeah. Built to withstand hurricane-force winds, the blades can't easily be crushed, recycled, or repurposed. That's created an urgent search for alternatives to pick. So basically, they're just going to dig big holes and bury them.
Nailed it.
And
good thing we're not producing any of that nuclear waste that we're scared of burying in the desert.
Oh, you mean the nuclear waste that we can just pretty much infinitely reuse?
Yeah.
But we don't in this country because we had a president who is really dumb and like, oh, I need to fucking can't do it that way because I'm stupid.
But wind energy, that has no environmental impact, right, Colin? Yeah. Certainly won't be burying anything in the any fucking carcinogens in the desert with this plan, you fucking idiots.
So I got one more.
Good job, Bernie Sanders. You saved us.
One more article. Another article about the environment.
Yeah. Why do you hate the environment so much?
I don't.
Why do you want the world to burn?
Well, basically, there was an article saying that Bill Gates, it got fixed since I saved it.
Oh.
Bill Gates supposedly commissioned a $645 million, 370-foot eco-friendly super yacht.
Okay.
Powered by liquid hydrogen. I mean, basically a fucking just, oh, look how rich I am.
Yeah.
But it's eco-friendly.
Sure.
And it's powered by hydrogen, so it's only waste is water. But it's not, because building the thing probably was a pretty big dent to the environment.
Nah, it's fine.
That's why I fucking hate. I just hate
Colin, electric cars are completely better for the environment because there's no manufacturing process and you never have to fucking throw those batteries in a landfill.
You mean you always have to throw those batteries in a landfill after 10 years.
Oh.
Whereas with a combustion engine, you can technically keep that thing going for
ever.
30, 40, 50, 60 years.
You can keep it going until fucking some idiot decides, you know what would be a great idea?
Not putting oil in this ever.
Or, well, I was going to say, you know, just a government mandated, let's round all
these
up.
Unless you have a Ford Tempo, which then in that case, it fills itself with oil.
Pour concrete in all these engines.
Oh, fuck. No, they didn't do that. They just shipped them over to fucking China.
They bricked a lot of them right there in the parking
lot. They shipped them to fucking China.
I know.
So it didn't fucking ease the impact of environmental fucking damage that they were doing. They just sent them to another country who was just going to use them the same as we were.
Yeah, but that's going to hurt the planet on the other side of the planet, not our side of the planet. It won't affect us way over here, right?
Oh, my God.
Look how far away that
Cash
is.
Cash for Clunkers was the dumbest fucking idea that Barack Obama had.
Yes. Well,
fuck, he was an idiot.
And the ACA was pretty... Well, the ACA was a good idea, just poorly executed. Right.
The ACA was fucking tanked by...
Congress. Yeah, that's fair.
That wasn't really his... I mean, I do believe his intentions were good there.
All right, I'll accept that.
But it was garbage.
It ended up being a real shit show.
Yeah. But hey, we want our government to take care of healthcare for us. It's going to be great.
I mean, it couldn't be worse than it is now for me, which is nothing. I have nothing.
I mean, it could be worse.
I can't go to the doctor
now. It could be worse. You could have free insurance and you still couldn't go to the doctor because the queues were too full.
That would be better than having my super expensive insurance where I can't go to the doctor because I can't pay for it.
You still, well, I guess that's true. Either way, you can't fucking go.
I'd rather not have to pay for it if I'm not going.
Well, then just don't pay for it.
Well, then you have to pay the government.
Not anymore.
For it.
They got rid of that.
Oh, they got rid of the fine?
Yeah, Trump got rid of that.
Oh, my God. 2020. Trump 2020.